The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Welcome to the 75th episode of Interlude Army. During this episode, we'll be talking about our BTS PTD concert experience, BTS going on a break, the members opening up individual Instagram accounts, and more. Let's get it.
Welcome back to Interlude Army.
I'm Roseanne.
And I'm Jose. Wait, before we get into the how you doing.
Oh, whew. It's been a minute. Me and Jose had a little chat.
I said, wait before the how you doing. I wanted to say something real quick.
Oh, my bad. Hold up. Yes, Jose?
Okay. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday happy birthday to Roseanne. Yeah. Happy birthday to you. Okay, sorry, y'all. That was supposed to happen like that.
That was beautiful.
Okay. Happy belated birthday.
Thank you so much, Jose. That was beautiful. Oh my God. I heard that vibrato. I mean, before the crack, but I heard the vibrato.
Okay. So now, how was your birthday? How was your week?
I felt like it was a birthday week because literally it was just filled with BTS. We're going to go over that in a minute, but I celebrated my birthday yesterday when we're recording this podcast. I just had dinner with my Vegas family because me and my boyfriend, we don't have any family members out here, but we do have friends who are like our family here. Mm-hmm. So it was cute. It was sweet. I'm trying to catch up on everything else in life, but how about you, Jose?
Well, I had a blast as well. Literally, it was only one night, but to me, that encompassed the entire week for me, which was the BTS concert in LA, which we'll be talking about later on. But for me, if somebody were to say, how was your week? I'd be like, well, it was a concert, but you only went one day. That's it for me.
That made my whole year.
For real. Let's keep it real. But other than that, just still in school. This is literally the last week of the semester. Wow. So I'm excited about that. Having more time to actually do more things and not worry about assignments and going to class. And then it's getting cold and I don't want to be driving either when it's out in the cold. I'd rather stay home. All of that. It's pretty chill. Nothing other than the BTS concert, nothing spectacular.
I mean, it was just a couple days ago, but
Yeah, I know, right? Yeah.
We're having like, was that like concert depression thingy? I mean, it's like
PCD, post-concert depression.
Yeah. But I mean, like, they just recently announced that BTS is going on their second official extended break. It's been a minute since their first official break, because that was back in 2019, like literally the end of 2019. Was it the end of 2019? No, it was like around August. Okay, girl, sorry. Anyways, I mean, while they've announced their extended break, we are also announcing our break as well. Interlude Army is going on a little hiatus, but not for too long, y'all. I think this is also a good time for me and Jose to catch up on everything. Like, your girl is still a mess. Like, I don't think I've caught up with life in the last 2-3 months, literally. So I need to catch up on a lot of things. And BTS is like, you know what, girl, go take a break too.
Yeah, it's for their holiday, so we'll be back once we see that they're like in motion again, I guess. Yeah. Like, we see something big happening, we'll be back by then and like for try sure. and cover that. But we'll also be taking a break, guys, so that way you also can like focus on your families and friends for yes. the holiday season, which we know BTS are going to be doing that, because in the official notice, I guess, that Big Hit released, they were like, they're going to be taking time to spend with families since mm-hmm. their debut, actually. Like, they haven't spent holiday break with their families since they debuted. That's crazy.
Yeah, like, they're always attending all these shows, the award shows. Like, they're not they're not attending any of those year-end, like, shows. It's crazy.
Yeah.
And I think this was None the first them. Year ever that they have not attended the Melon Music Awards or the Mnet Asian Music Awards, the MAMA Awards. It's crazy.
Like, they are fully, like, taking a break, y'all. That's it's like good. Vacation time.
That's
yeah, good. It's good. They deserve it.
For sure.
For real.
Now, the only members who have arrived back from the U.S. is Jungkook, Jimin, and Jin. Now, the other members are reportedly staying in the U.S. until, I don't know, whenever. But, we shall see. Some people are making jokes, making speculations. You know, there's going to be like that Cypher 5 and V, featuring V, because, you know, V is number 5 in numeral. Yeah. And, you know, so I'm like, yo, I'm a big fan of Cypher.
Oh, for sure.
I mean, it's a dream. But regardless, we don't know what the members are doing. It's going to be their private time. It's not of like public schedule. Mm-hmm. So, you know, if y'all see them, you know, let them hang out, let them chill. But it's crazy, because when they announced that the members are going on a break, we thought it was just like, okay, we're going to chill. But then all of a sudden, the members opened individual Instagram accounts. Jose, like, I'm like, this is
a girl.
This is a break. Oh. Not for armies, apparently, because now we're just
crazy. It's funny, because it's like, we need to go back and read Big Hit's notice. And this is a break for BTS. It did not include ARMY, because ARMY is not catching a break anytime soon. Girl, I feel like they were waiting. It has to be that way. They were like, we're going to announce tonight, or I guess in Korea it was morning, I don't know. We're going to announce that y'all are going on break for an extended vacation. And then, literally the next day, like, few hours, not even a day passes.
Not even a day.
It's like, boom, individual Instagram accounts. Here you go, some photos, some videos, followers. It's legit, y'all. Like, I was like, wait a minute, am I, like, still sleeping? Because I woke up to the news. I was like, am I still sleeping? Because I never thought I'd see the day.
I was like, wait, what? I like, my friend messaged me. I was so confused. And like, I saw the screenshot, and obviously the first reaction that I had was like, who is the one with the whole alphabet as the username? I was like,
that is so
JK. I cannot with that man. But it's like, I love all the usernames that they chose. It's just nice to see that they all have their official accounts now. And then, you know, there's memes going around online, because some of the boys are trying to figure out how to use Instagram. Yeah. So really cute interactions over there. So, you know, this is cute how they could use their time for this. My only concern, and this is just on a serious note, you know, my only concern is that, like, it just breeds. I don't want, they obviously, I don't want no solo stands. I do not support, like, solo stands. The people who, like, only support one member and, like, not the others. You know what I mean? Like, it's just, I just hope the numbers don't get to the boys. And I just don't want any more to breed. But, like, that's not the intentions of them opening up a solo, like, solo individual accounts. You know what I mean?
Exactly. I totally know what you mean because we've already started, at least I have seen it, and I'm sure many of you listening, maybe you have too, Roseanne. I've already started seeing some headlines, articles, and, like, they might not have ill will, but literally, like, you don't have to put, like, so-and-so has the most already. Like, you know what I mean? Because it's kind of, like, putting them in competition, and it's like, that's not even it at all. They're not even, like, competing it within the system who has the most followers. Unfortunately, it's inevitable that it's going to happen because there are people like that. We can't stop people from not following, like, all of them. But if you are, like, OT7, you're going to follow all of the guys.
Yeah, obviously.
And I'm just happy that... I feel like the guys are, at this point, they're very, like, strong in their brotherhood that, like, that's not going to get to them. And I hope it continues that way because it literally doesn't, like, define anything, you know what I mean? So it just so happens to be that, like, more people are following a certain member. But that's because, like Roseanne said, and I do want to, like, clarify that because a lot of people might be like, am I a solo stan? Because I have a bias. And it's like, no, not a bias does not equal a solo stan, like, immediately 100%, because like we said, having a bias just like, you know, that's like maybe your favorite member, and then like, but you love all seven as well. And then solo stands is literally like Roseanne said, you just support one and wish nothing but the worst on the other people. Like, you don't even acknowledge the other members, you know what I mean? And we just don't want that to happen. So like, I do think it's healthy that they turned off the comments.
Yes,
except for themselves. Like, whoever they follow can comment on them, and not just anybody. I feel like that is healthy because it can get crazy in Instagram. Yeah.
Oh yeah, no, for sure. But anyways, off the negative portion of that, I just hope the boys have fun with their individual Instagram accounts. And like, it's just crazy how, I don't know if this is like a plan to something. You know, every little move they do,
right?
Usually it's with something. Okay, people have even went back to their permission to dance like photos, and it has that Instagram logo by their names, you know what I mean? And there's like a race car.
I saw that.
I don't know what the race car, I mean, they're part of like Formula E, which is like the race car thing for EV race cars, but I don't know. But you know, little things like that. But also, Jose, like, they've mentioned it so many times already. Like, Namjoon himself has said it multiple times. Even in the Big Hit notice where they were talking about the extended break for BTS, they keep saying new chapter. New chapter, new chapter. Like, during the speech, during, like, interviews, new chapter. I'm like, what, y'all? And you know.
Well, it's even in the Permission to Dance music video. It's on the newspaper, remember?
Yeah. What the,
it's on, it says 2022 new chapter. That also has it, too.
So, I mean, we're, you know, we shall see. But, you know, just keep in mind, new chapter, I don't know, it might be something.
I'm thinking that, like, it's gonna be for the new era, like the new maybe trilogy for, you know, because they go with like trilogies, they like to do that. I feel like maybe not necessarily new chapter, but maybe chapter something, like that's gonna be the name of the album or something like that.
Got it.
I may be reaching, but
I don't know. I don't feel like, you know, at this point anything is possible, because, you know, we've had, there's, you know, in the past the members themselves would say something and then it's like in their next album or the theme of whatever, you know what I mean? So anything is possible. But we do have news that the boys will be coming back to the US prior to the Grammys, and the Grammys are on January 31, so we don't know what they have in store, but they are coming back to the US here pretty soon, literally next year, next month. Oh my god.
I know, right? Like, it's so weird to say, but it's literally next month. And I mean, I think it's safe to assume they're gonna perform. Like, I feel like they want because they are nominated, they're not going to turn down the opportunity
to attend,
to perform, to attend and perform. Of course, if they're invited. And I feel like this is the thing, like, that at the end of the day, the Grammys are like the biggest award for music. Yes, we've always said it does not define their career, their worth, and it doesn't mean that they're not good if they don't have it, you know what I mean? But because the guys want it so bad, they are going to follow. Like, if they are going to invite us, we're gonna go. If they invite us to perform, we're going to perform, you know what I mean? So all of that helps in the making of a hopefully winning a Grammy. So I feel like they are going to. I mean, do you think they would perform Butter, Permission to Dance? I feel like they would have to come back with something new, I would feel. Don't you think?
Yeah, I mean, that would be amazing if they did. I would think maybe a new album would come out next month, but it's so soon. It's so soon. And if they're all going on break, I don't know. But like, I don't know. Grammys is still scammy.
Or maybe another single. Maybe another single.
Maybe another single too. That works, because the last time they dropped Black Swan first before dropping the title track. Anything is possible. I mean, like, I watched when they announced nominees, and it's so crazy because they even mentioned it in the video where, like, they had this whole setup and everything when the day of the Grammys, and then they didn't even win. So I feel like this time around, even when they were, like, looking at nominations, they were just chill at that point. You know what I mean? They weren't, like, as scared or, like, as hyped. Because they know how scammies work, I think, at this point. So if they just keep level-headed, I mean, we're going to stay positive. And hopefully, you know, things work out the way it should be.
Scammies. I agree with that you pointed out, actually, the whole, like, this time around they didn't go all out. Like, even if it was just for the announcement of the nomination, which, by the way, they only announced one category. And I was like, girl, y'all really just used this, because we didn't even talk about the Grammys, but we don't have to go into that. But they really just used this for their views. And then I do agree, because they were, they did that before, because they were wearing the outfits for the AMAs. So they did that literally the day that they went to the American Music Awards. They probably just got together and were like, let's do our little video, and that's it. Like, you know what I mean?
And they watched the nominations, I think, before James Corden. They were at, like, James Corden's place when nominees were being announced that day.
Yeah.
So we'll see if they're going to do the whole shebang. I mean, this time around, they're not going to recreate the Grammy place, because they're literally going to the U.S. for the Grammys. But I do wish them all the best, and hope scammies isn't scammies, like always. So, but yes, you know, like we mentioned earlier in the podcast, that we did attend the BTS Permission to Dance on stage concert, and this was me and Jose's first meeting ever.
Oh my god,
ever. I know a lot of people were like, we've never met before. I'm like, no, we haven't. Like, me and Jose have never met before. And like, finally I had my friend literally like record our whole like interaction at the concert. And what worked out,
but oh my god, it was so cute though. Like, a lot of people loved it. I was like, oh, thank you.
Yes, thank you y'all. It worked out too, because literally Jose was in the section next to me, so like, it was perfect. Because if you're like in a different section, like, you know, this the second one or the third one, like, we can't go to each other's section, because like, there's people who check on your ticket. So it was like, we were literally right next to each other, so it was perfect. But yes, we finally got to meet, and we got to experience the concert. So Jose, how was your concert experience?
Yo, Roseanne, literally like, this was their biggest, I feel like, not just because, I mean, obviously the stadium was bigger than their shows, but like, just the whole energy, the vibe, and just because, of course, it's been a while since they were in concert with people, with armies in person, it just felt grand. Like, I was like, yo, like, I was screaming so much, like, in my as I cough right now. in my vlog, you can totally see like people commenting like, "Yo, I feel the hoarseness in your voice. Like I feel like I lost my own voice listening to you because I was screaming my lungs out." It was amazing. I love the whole how they did the light show as well. The confetti, the screen, just the stage in itself, the design of it, and also all the light bombs, the army bombs. Like, they did it so cool, you know, like the patterns, like rainbow at one point, and also spelling out BTS Army LA, spelling, like, all of that was so cool. My boyfriend even said at the end when we got back to the hotel, he was like, "I've been to so many, many shows in my life." And he's like, "This has got to be like the biggest like show that I've ever been." Wow. And he was like, because he took videos to show like his mom and my mom. And I mean, obviously I showed my mom too, but like, so people could see, like, this is not, like, just any other concert, you know, where people just, like, be clapping and shouting. Like, this is an experience, and, like, we're so passionate as ARMY. So he's like, I'm gonna start speaking in Spanish. Sorry. No, he was like, so you guys could see, like, how, like, cool this is and how beautiful the lights look and all the show, you know, throughout the show and how it changes and stuff. So I don't know. I felt like he was like really impacted by it, and that he's just like, I feel like nobody's gonna know unless they're in person. It's different than seeing it like a video than you actually experiencing it. And yeah. I just agree with that so hard. Like it was so good. But you, Miss Roseanne, you went to like 3 shows, so you need to tell me what's the tea. Was it the same? Was it the same vibes? Was day 4 the best? Because I was there. Say yes.
Yes, guys, Jose made it 10 times better. Just kidding. No, I honestly, like, that made my night, like, just starting it off before, we met before the concert started. So starting it off with meeting Jose, and, like, we had the second, I think this was the best seats I had, was this, because we had second row, a little bit more towards the, facing the front as well.
Yeah.
Better view. And then, I was sad that I missed Megan Thee Stallion, but, like, my universe at the end was literally like, I was like, this is it. And it was just, I love how it came out of like nowhere too, out of a surprise. It was a surprise because they ended it the way they usually do with, you know, Permission to Dance. And all of a sudden the music changes to My Universe. So like everyone was, you know, screaming and like, oh my gosh. And then so.
Yeah.
It was amazing. Literally, out of the 3 days, so the only day I missed was the one when Megan Thee Stallion was there. The last day was the best for me personally. And I think by then, too, Jose, I like low-key knew like the set list. I'm like, okay, this is when we stand. This is when we sit. Like, I know this is the schedule. And then even my recording skills got better, y'alls. I think I had it down. Because the first day, I was using my BTS phone and I looked over to my boyfriend recording and he has the Samsung S21 Ultra. I looked over and I'm like, oh hell, I used his phone for like the rest of the night. And I ended up just taking his phone away from him. Literally, we traded phones. We traded phones away. Like he took my BTS phone home while I used his.
Roseanne, I love how you're like, we traded, like, this is a, you know, consensual agreement, when in reality, she probably was like, give me your phone now.
He had no choice, actually. Like, he just had no choice. I didn't, like, go of that phone. I'm like, no, you're going back with mine. No choice. But yes, it was just amazing. Such an amazing experience. They did perform Spring Day, but it wasn't on the last day. They performed Microcosmos. Oh my God, Jose, hold up.
Yeah.
I like how, I don't usually cry All right. I've only, out of all the years attending BTS's concert, I've cried once, and that was during the Speak Yourself, and that was like the last day, and it was during RM's speech. And fast forward to 2021, RM is speaking his heart out, and as soon as like I noticed him crying, your girl started bawling. It was just like a river full of tears. Of course,
that was it for us.
I was done. Low key, I recorded myself a little bit just to, you know, I had to record the moment because it's so rare for me to cry. But yeah, RM, stop. Like, why y'all?
It was so beautiful. I also think it was also special because Jin's birthday was that day. And so there was the surprise, two surprises. Yes. There was the surprise where like ARMY's prepared in the between. It was right.
The introduction.
Yes. Right after their intros that happened. And then there was the one where they actually put the screen, Happy Birthday, Jin, you know, on the big, huge screen. And everybody sang Happy Birthday. So I feel like it was also special because a lot of things happened then. Also, Roseanne said, RM cried. I did want to ask you, Roseanne, because I saw online, because, you know, your boy was keeping up with BTS with the first 3 days because he wasn't there. And so for the first one, they were talking a lot about being super nervous, that the first night they still felt weird after the show. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to know if you felt that as the audience. Like, did you feel that?
Well,
that they were a little bit still reserved, you know, because it was the first show after so long.
Actually, they were cussing. The first show, they were already cussing. No, like performance-wise, you could tell they were, when it comes to that, you could tell that they were such, because it's been forever since they performed in a concert in front of ARMYs. And like, I could feel their happiness, like radiating in ARMYs, like radiating. But it was a lot more happy than emotional for me, personally. Know what I mean? Because, you know, they didn't get emotional because they were happy. And they knew that they had three more days with ARMYs after that. But then the fourth day, that's when, like, the members started crying because it's like, oh my God, like, this is the last day of this, you know, this concert. And then Jin's birthday, like, oh, that was beautiful. Like, there was two projects. It was this Heart Sing Jin, which we pulled out during his introduction, and he saw that. And I think he might have cried backstage. I don't know, because when he came back, his eyes were a lot more poofier. And then the second time, that's when they had the happy birthday and the animation on the screen. And then ARMYs had this little box thing where it's like the shape of a moon.
Oh yeah, the moon.
Which was so cute. So we had that out. It was just really cute projects that I'm so thankful ARMYs were able to pull off, because I know there were other projects that they were trying to pull the first like 3 days, but it didn't go through. So I'm glad that it went through the last day. So very, very memorable. So you came the perfect day, Jose, honestly, like the fourth day, which is perfect.
Yeah, like the girl, when my universe started, I could not stop like cursing. Because it literally came out of I also thought it was done. Like, it was, for me, it was like, this is it. All right, they're going to say goodbye. And then it just started, and I'm like, no way, no way. And then it's just, that was it.
Yeah, that was it.
It was like, okay, they just sealed it with a bow. You know what I mean? Like, it just, it was amazing. And girl, the PCD is at an all-time high. And it doesn't help that I, like, keep watching my fan cams.
My video. Same. Oh my God. Literally, when I was getting ready for my birthday yesterday, I was like, I had my fan cams up, like my video playing. Oh my God. That's so funny. But yes, it was such an amazing concert experience. Literally, like I said, it felt like a birthday week for me, but also celebrating Jin's birthday, because Jin's birthday is on December 4th and mine's on 5th. So we're like one day apart. A day before his birthday, because Jingle Ball was on December 3rd.
Wait, hold on. You said before, and Jingle Ball was after.
Oh, no, no, no. I said before Jin's birthday, because Jin's birthday was
December. You're right.
I'm like, what? No, but like, yeah, because Jin's birthday is on December 4th. Well, in the U.S., technically. But in Korea, December. Like, it was the same time as Jingle Ball. So it was kind of cute. Like, BTS came out. They performed their two songs, but in between, they started off with Butter, and then the intermission in between when they're like introducing themselves, JoJo brought a cake out, which was hilarious because it just said Happy Birthday.
Oh yeah,
BTS.
Like with all the members.
With
on
all the
it,
members. Like, really? I mean, okay, yeah. Whoever made the cake. Oh, okay, whatever. I mean, the cake looked pretty, but it, you know, it just said BTS instead of Jin. I wonder what Yoongi's thought was, or the members' thoughts, because there's like pictures of Yoongi like looking at the front of the cake, like.
Yeah. So, Yoongi said something like, it's either. Not all our birthday.
Like, what? Is it our anniversary again? Like, didn't we just celebrate that in June? Oh, but whatever. But it was cute because ARMYs got to sing Happy Birthday to Jin. Very, very cute. And then they finished off with Dynamite, like the holiday version. So they, yeah. You know, they did their thing. They did amazing. It did feel like they kind of went in and out. The same type of feeling that they did for, like, Jingle Ball. Because I don't know what they're, you know, if they've agreed to just to come to perform. I don't know what the deal is. Because you know how it works with radio and, yeah. Anyways, don't want to talk about that. But the boys did amazing. And I'm just happy that we had the opportunity to sing Happy Birthday to Jin, literally, like, kind of on his birthday, Korea time.
Right. True that. And they also look really good, by the way.
Oh, my God. The Louis Vuitton. Oh, my God, Hobi. Yes. And, like, it's, okay, I know we're going to keep talking and talking about, like, if we go into their V-Lives, but, like, it's so funny because I just want to mention this really quick because, you know, we got Hobi over here, like, looking like a fashionista, you know what I mean? But then all of a sudden, like, he goes on V-Live and he's talking about how he washes his socks with, like, soap and then hangs them up and he shows them hanging it up in, like, the hotel room. And oh, I don't know, God. It's just, like... The boys, yes, you guys. Sorry, I just went off on the tangent. Anyways, I love them all.
No, but it's true. It's just like, it's like those moments, you know, there's like compilation stuff of like when BTS like forget that who they are. You know what I mean? Like they be doing the most like random, like normal stuff, and like I don't know, like asking themselves, like, do people even recognize us, or like, do you think I can afford this? And it's like, really, like they be like... acting like,
oh, I cannot with them. But you know, I just hope the boys had an amazing time here in the U.S. And for those who, or for the others who are staying here in the U.S., I hope they have an amazing break. They have, you know, the time of their life, and then they get to go home and celebrate with their loved ones and have a good break. But also, yes, Jose, you have a wonderful break as well, though, Jose. I mean, it's not like we're going to stop talking to each other. I'm just kidding. I'm going to block you. I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding, Jose.
Yeah, she really came from my neck. Like, now I'm in a chokehold.
We didn't get into that story. Maybe I'll tell that story another time. It's an inside joke. But
inside joke? Now she got me in a chokehold. Like, I'm going to block your ass. Ain't nobody got time for you.
I'm just kidding now. Like, me and Jose are going to still chat. We're probably going to play Overwatch probably next week. I just have to finish all my videos.
Okay.
And then we'll be playing
It's on record, y'all. Y'all heard it here. So I'm going to keep... She better keep her word or else I'm going to replay this again and be like, so you said this. So now you a liar.
I know. Oh, my God. I'm just going to, like, log on to Overwatch. Cut play in game. And be like, bye. Just kidding. Cut it. They got no proof. I'm just kidding.
Caught in a lie. Oh, I cannot. What? Why do I even sing? Anywho.
Oh, he's trying to sing.
I was.
Anyways, you guys.
Roseanne, this is a mess.
Hello, since when? We're going to be like episode 200 and we're still going to be like, we a mess. Like, 200. Oh, gosh. Okay, sorry, y'all. This is why we're going to break. Anyways, that was it for this episode. To stay updated, follow us on Twitter @InterludeArmyPD, along with our Instagram @InterludeArmyPD, If you want to send us any feedbacks or letters, please email us at interlude.army.podcast@gmail.com.
What was that? Oh my god, that's scary.
I'm sorry. I'm trying to be like an actual podcast, like, sounder person. I don't know what? Okay, sorry. Proceed.
Sound?
Proceed.
Okay.
Jose.
Okay. Podcast sounder, Roseanne. Okay, we hope you enjoyed listening to us today. Make sure to stay tuned for next week's episode.
Wait, there's no next week. There's well, yes, you guys. Stay tuned for when we come back. That's make what Jose sure meant.
Rewind. Make sure to stay tuned for whenever we come back, y'all. What? Hopefully. Thank you.
What? Jose. What do you mean hopefully? Sorry, y'all. This man's a mess. We coming back. We just don't know when. It's just whenever BTS says, we back. Okay. Yes. Continue.
Thank you for... Thank you for tuning in. Have an amazing holiday. Oh, I did that right. You did okay. Oh, okay.
Have an amazing holiday. Happy New Year's, everybody.
Happy New Year. Watch
this. I love BTS comes back before New Year's.
I was about
to... Okay.
Bye, bye, everybody.
Bye. Kim Namjoon, Kim Seokjin, Min Yoongi, Jungho-suk, Park Jimin, Kim Taehyung.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of plan investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.